This is a CK to Z news update.
Cortez Island Museum and Archives Society is planning for their first in-person annual general meeting in 2 years, which will feature a presentation by fine art photographer David Ellingson. The museum's managing director, Jane Newman, told CK to Z News.
We're really excited that we're actually having an in-person AGM. We've had 2 years now of Zoom AGMs, which weren't terrible by any means, but there is something about meeting in person. And also we have David Ellingson coming to present on a variety of his works in progress and exhibits that he's been working through over the last few years.
Ellingson was born and raised on Cortez, with a lineage that traces back all the way to some of the first settlers to arrive on then indigenous land. For example, Manson's Landing on Cortez is named after his great-great-grandfather, Mike Manson. Ellingson now lives in Victoria.
He's got that real sense of what Cortez is, but he's also very contemporary and very involved in the city world as well. And so he's a really great bridge for those two worlds. And he focuses on pretty large scale national and climate issues, all sorts of things to do with resource extraction or resource management. So he's got a very deep understanding. He goes deep into his process.
Ellingson is planning to speak about several projects, including one called Fallen Boundaries, which will also be on display at the Old Schoolhouse Art Gallery in Whaletown this summer. His artist statement reads, quote, "With an immigrant family history intimately connected with the forest as a backdrop, Falling Boundaries explores deforestation in British Columbia over the last century as it weaves together threads of resource extraction and the reverberating effects of colonialism within the deepening environmental crisis." End quote. Ellingson goes on to explain that the photographs are collages of his own images taken of Vancouver Island's old-growth forests before and after logging, then layered with black-and-white images from the province's archives. He says, quote, "In the construction of these collages, I returned to simple layering techniques used in earlier projects, now in an effort to compress into single images the last century of industrial logging, a period of unprecedented loss of forests that have stood since the last ice age, with individual trees often reaching 1,200 years of age," end quote. Newman continues.
He's a really wonderful presenter. I've heard him present before. He's dynamic and he's really open-minded, and he loves to hear from the audience or loves questions, and he's just got a very wonderful way to share his experiences and his art and his life. But that will be a really great event on March 27th, which is a Sunday, and it's in the afternoon. Membership renewals and things like that will happen at 12:30, and then the short business meeting at 1:00. And very soon after, we'll launch into David's presentation.
Great. Is there any kind of a space limitation for the AGM? Do people have to pre-register?
That's a really good question, Anastasia. The directives have been shifting around a lot. As we get a little closer, we'll be putting out another ad. Of course, we've done our preliminary ad required a month in advance of an AGM, but we will be putting out on Tideline and Facebook and in the market or something just a little bit closer to the date. And in that, we could clarify if pre-registration might be necessary or come early because there are space requirements. So I don't have absolute confirmation on whether we do have space restrictions or not.
Once again, the museum's AGM will be held at Manson's Hall on Sunday, March 27th, with doors opening at 12:30 p.m. There is no cost to attend, but donations are gratefully appreciated for the event and towards memberships. The organization's website states, quote, "To be as inclusive as possible, Cortez Island Museum's membership is by donation of time or money. The amount you donate is up to you," end quote. The museum has permanent and current exhibits, as well as tourist info and a gift shop at its primary location at 957 Beasley Road. Additionally, in 2017, a satellite natural history location called Wild Cortez opened at the Linnea Farm Education Center and features exhibits on the three top predators on the island, as well as its songbirds, the water cycle, and more.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.